everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory. Is a world-renowned, Juilliard-trained, a multiple Grammy and Dove Award-winning concert pianist, a prodigy, who began his illustrious career at the tender age of 3 and has since graced the stages of the world with over 50 albums to date, a footprint in over 200 nations, and a legacy of music, artistry, and anointing that Carnegie Hall could barely contain, and his millions of fans wholeheartedly proclaim America's piano showman. But that's not all. As you will soon hear, in his first ever virtual concert, Together Again with Dino, and we are all invited. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome back to Testimony, always a joy and honor indeed, the fabulous Dino Kartzenakis. Dino, welcome back to Testimony.
Well, it's such a pleasure to be with you again. I just love your show, and you have such a great ministry, and you bless a lot of your guests when they're on. You give them an opportunity to share their ministry and what God's doing in their lives, and I'm very excited about what's happening right now in this ministry that we have.
Amen and amen. And Dino, I've had the great joy of having you share for Testimony several times now. First, your story of faith in Christ, your career, and the miracles that have followed to your wildly successful 24 Karat Cake Company in Branson, Missouri, now shipping worldwide. And now, with your latest first ever virtual concert, Together Again with Dino, you really have taken the, quote, cake to new levels. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, we, as a Christian, and if we pray for this, God will just give it to us, and you have done this in your work. He gives you creative ideas, and especially with the virus that we've been through, the attack the devil has had on this nation around the world, and of course, as Christians, we can be resilient to it, and I love that word, resilient, and that's what I feel that we've been, and you have been. And those that truly know how to serve God with power, supernatural power, well, we've had that resilience. Praise God. Here we are, fast forward. And just recently, I was approached by a production company from Los Angeles and Nashville, Tennessee, to do a global virtual concert, piano concert. And when they offered this to me, I thought, okay, Lord, I see what you're doing. You're expanding my territory in ministry. This is going to be really a first-class production. I've been on Facebook a lot, and I love being on Facebook. We got thousands of people that have watched us every week. But this is like a different level. It goes beyond Facebook. And the production is first class. The sound is going to be stereo. The production company, the lighting, and the cameramen, they're Academy Award, Emmy Award winners. it's a top-notch company that's come in to say, okay, you know, God is giving you this opportunity. Now, that's not what they're saying, but they might as well say that, really. But it's going to really be a wonderful experience, and I'm so excited about doing this.
Amen and amen. Now, you've amassed a wonderful collection of almost every style of music. Talk about some of what the listener and viewer can expect to hear in your upcoming Together Again with Dino, and how, I think you already alluded to, this online event is different from perhaps others of its kind.
Yes, I've never done this before, and it's kind of a open door that God is giving us, not just for myself, but for others, other Christian artists, to come in and do this on a global level. As you know, it's internet right now. It's being on. It's, this is what's happening in this world. Things have changed. People are working from home more than they have before. They've learned that they can work from home. And here's an opportunity. Of course, I'm not going to be at home as I do on Facebook, but I will be in a wonderful environment. And you know, people love a variety of music, and I always felt that my music was called the music of the people. And that's what I've done everywhere I go, no matter what country I play in. I play either the classical, or I'll do romantic music, and of course, gospel is always there. I'll always play it. My tribute to God be the glory, that's my theme, and Chariots of Fire for sure. But I'll be playing like Claire de Lune, and I'll be playing Chopin Polonaise and Gershwin, and songs like Somewhere in Time, those beautiful love songs, Unchained Melody. People are going to really enjoy this, because I love playing this kind of music. And I'm going to play a composition that my daughter wrote, Christina, and she is a producer in Nashville, and she's produced a lot of my albums. She wrote a piece that I performed in Carnegie Hall. It's called 1948 Triumphant. It's about when Israel became a nation, and it's powerful. I cannot wait for people to hear that. Quite a variety of music, for sure.
Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, again, you're listening to Dino Kartsanakis, world-renowned concert pianist. His soon-to-be-released Together Again with Dino, a virtual concert. Dino, you will be in Nashville for your live and later, quote, on-demand concert June 15th, utilizing the new Steinway Grand Spirio piano, and with the viewer have a VIP chance of the before and after at varying ticket levels. Can you talk about that?
Yes. First of all, Steinway and Sons of Nashville are one of the sponsors, and I will be playing on one of the latest pianos, and it's an amazing piano, and I'll be maybe even talking about what this piano does besides me playing it. It can actually repeat everything I played. It's like I said, the latest model, and it's quite expensive, of course. Steinway is a top-notch piano, but it's amazing. So I'll be playing on the Steinway, and I just want to mention that tickets are different levels. I think there are two or three levels, and when you go into StellarTickets.com, the STELLAR tickets.com. You'll scroll down, you'll see a lot of different artists, then you'll see my photograph there. You just punch that, just touch it, and it'll take you to the place where you can order your tickets, and it explains what every level is.
Fantastic.
One level is just for the concert. The second level, you receive the not only the concert, you will also be there when I'm rehearsing, and then I go into the concert and the reception afterwards. That's the second level. And then there's a third level that is the most expensive, and that's when I come to your house and play the piano.
I love it. I love it. And do you bring cake too?
I bring the cake, but you got to make the coffee.
Okay. You've got it. Ladies and gentlemen, again, you're listening to Dino Kartsanakis, world-renowned concert pianist. His upcoming Together Again with Dino virtual concert June 15th. You know, I think everyone is ready for a break from it all. Politics.
Okay. I think so. Yes.
Warring in the streets, corruption in the halls of Congress, and a White House bent on putting America last instead of first, my view. That said, Dino Kartsanakis, what advice can you share that will help restore needed peace and hope in times of trouble, and the importance of worship in this hour to the one who is sovereign, God Almighty, over all?
Well, the first thing I would recommend to do is turn off the news, number one.
Right.
I mean, you cannot get it straight from the news. You can't. And all we can do is just pray, and ask God to forgive us nation. And we need to pray for our president. He's our president. We must pray for him. That God will just drop the scales in his eyes and he will see the truth. Because the truth will set him free, and at the same time, setting him free, it'll set this nation free in the name of Jesus. So that is my suggestion. The third thing I would suggest is to listen to my music.
Of course.
And come on, June 15th. Now, let me mention this, and I'm going to talk to your audience because I think you understand this already. This is a breakthrough. This is definitely a breakthrough for ministry, for musicians. And I'm asking those that are watching, don't think of it as buying a ticket. People say, well, you know, I'm just a ticket, I don't need to do that. Yet I'm telling you, this is not about a ticket. This is about investing into the kingdom of God, because by getting that ticket, you are saying, yes, this is what we need today. We need this kind of ministry, this kind of music that soothes the heart. Then a music that will bring peace in the midst of our storms. And, you know, I recorded that series of all the peace music. People have been so brought into the atmosphere of peace when they listen to that. And again, just to just feel the presence of God with anointed music. So when they purchase that ticket, and I suggest that they do it quickly, not because it's going to sell out or anything, because it comes to your house. You don't have to go anywhere.
Right.
I will come to your house and you can watch it on the TV. But it shows them right away that there are people that are very interested. There are Christians around the world that are interested in this. They want to see more of it.
Amen.
So I'm not going to plead with the people, although I'm saying, please be a part of this and support this opportunity that God is giving us. And Cheryl and I are so excited about what God's doing in our ministry and what God is about to do. It's exciting. With again, what's that word? Resilience.
Amen and amen. And you've answered my question in part. Musicians, by and large, who depend on traveling and concerts for their revenue were severely hampered during the COVID shutdowns, Dino, and social distancing. But there is no social distancing with a virtual concert. So through this medium, this Together Again with Dino virtual concert professionally produced out of Nashville, you're playing a fabulous piano with all your fabulous music, your catalog from 30 plus years. What an opportunity to get a front row seat to it all. Next question, Dino Kartsanakis. You are of Greek heritage. You toured with the renowned evangelist Catherine Coleman early on, and the impartation of God's healing power and presence so evident in her meetings, most definitely evident in your music. That said, talk about the importance of the power of the Holy Spirit to not only heal, but completely revive a one in their soul, their minds, and their lives, so needed today.
And what will we do without the Holy Spirit? That is something we all, the anointing, this is what makes the difference. When I sit at the piano, I asked for that anointing. Holy Spirit, play through me. That's what Catherine Coleman did. She brought her name up. You know, I watched her. She walked on, before she walked on stage, I would hear her say, your anointing come upon me. I cannot walk out there without your anointing, Holy Spirit. And when she walked out there, I mean, it was the power of God that just came down. And through that anointing, there is an atmosphere of love, agape. You know, people today, especially since what we've been through, they have been depressed, and they've had financial problems. Like you said, Christian artists have been unable to travel. This is very difficult for a lot of ministries, actually, especially itinerant ministers. But God supplied. You know, we made it to now. But why? Because we depend on the Holy Spirit in our lives. So I would say the importance of the Holy Spirit is what makes our ministry vibrant. That's what communicates. Every note that I play on the piano, every note I pray is anointed. And then when people say, oh, I feel something, people that aren't even Christians, they don't hear about the Holy Spirit. They say, well, I get the chills, or I feel something, you know, that is the Holy Spirit.
Right.
You know, that really, really is. Can I ask your people a question?
Yes.
If they would do something for me. I had surgery on my rotator cuff about 4 weeks ago, maybe 4.5 weeks ago. There was a day I woke up and I couldn't raise my arm, my left arm. And immediately went to the doctor, x-rays, MRI, and they said I had a torn, very serious torn rotator cuff. And but you know what? I didn't get nervous or afraid, because I said, okay, the Lord, you know what I do. So the surgery on my rotator cuff did happen 4.5 weeks ago. Doctors cannot heal the problem. We love the doctors, and I'm not against surgery or anything like that, but in my case, we couldn't have surgery. So what do? You can get it to God. And I'm telling you, I haven't had hardly any pain. I had a little struggle with my left arm, and my request to people, because I know you've got people that know how to pray, and I know you know how to pray for sure, that they will pray for me even as they watch, and that the Lord will give me strength in that left arm. And I'm going to, again, because I'm resilient, that's the word, I'm going to play that piano and believe that complete healing will take place during that global virtual concert on June 15th. So I need people to be there to pray with me as I'm praying.
Amen and amen.
That's my request.
Well, Dino, thank you for bringing that request to our listeners. And I would just like to get in agreement with you and our listeners right now, if I can. And let's just pray. Father God, we come before your throne in Jesus' name, and we lift up your servant, Dino Kartsanagas. Father, your word says that we are fearfully, awesomely, and wonderfully made. Lord, you have every hair on his head counted. You know every part of his frame. And we pray right now in Jesus' name that you will touch Dino from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, everywhere in between, supernaturally heal that rotator cuff as only you can do, Lord, the great physician. You are over all. Father, we thank you for the doctors and the nurses that you have assigned to help us on this earth. But there comes a time when we need a miracle from you, God. So bless Dino right now. We are in agreement. It is done. We thank you for it now by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
And I thank you so much. And I pray for those that are listening right now that need healing. I pray in the name of Jesus that the power of God will come upon them. And there may be someone out there that's got the same problem I have. I pray the pain be gone as I had. God just helped me with my pain. Praise God. But I pray that pain be gone in the name of Jesus. I pray for arthritis. I pray for whatever the problem may be, that those that are watching, in the name of Jesus, finances come miraculously in your life. I pray that separation that you've had with your family, that people, your family will come together and be blessed as they have been in the past. But something happened. But I pray right now that all arguments are over, and now there's peace in the family, peace in the midst of their storm. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your blessings and all that you've done for us. and what you're about to do for us, we speak it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, again, you're listening to Dino Kartzinakis, renowned concert pianist. His latest upcoming Together Again with Dino virtual concert, June 15th. Dino, in our remaining time today, since you played your first piano note at the age of 3 to now 75 years later at the remarkable age of 78, and you don't look it, by the way, what message do you want to leave with our listeners from your remarkable journey in life and in Christ?
Well, I believe that God, you know, I talked to Bill Gaither yesterday on the phone. Bill called me, and we talk once in a while, and I told him, I said, Bill, God has used you in glory in such a mighty way. I said, I watched you the other night, and he was doing this one a reunion concert. And I said, I watched, and I saw how amazing you were up there and how you presented the gospel, not only through the music, but also through laughter and through just speaking about Jesus. There's something about that name, all the songs that he has written. And I said, Bill, thank you so much. He says, well, you know, we're on borrowed time. He said, after a certain age, we're on borrowed time. And I said, you know what, Bill? I believe your life is going to be blessed because what you're doing is ministering to people. People are being blessed by, and this is what I believe, that if we'll stay true to the word and just God and be a lighthouse of ministry, he will extend your life. You'll be able to live a wonderful life, a healthy life, and you'll get over whatever problems you may have. You'll be sustained. And what a testimony that would be to your children and the grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. And this is what Cheryl and I have tried to do, is stay strong. Stay strong in the Lord. I'm not saying there won't be valleys along the way, but you know what? That's okay. That's all right. And then we are taken back up mountaintop. As long as we're in the valley, we know how to look up and see on top of that mountain that there is hope in Jesus. And I don't know if I answered your question, but that's what I really feel in my spirit right now to say.
Well, you did, and beautifully so. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to world-renowned concert pianist, entertainer, entrepreneur, and lover of Yeshua, Dino Kartzinakis, whose first ever virtual concert, Together Again with Dino, in collaboration with Remote Control Concerts, an Emmy Award-winning team, is a must-see. You can learn more about Dino's music, ministry, and fabulous cakes, too, by visiting BransonCakes.com and get your tickets at StellarTickets.com for a VIP, live, or on-demand front row seat June 15th, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific, a virtual masterpiece of music by the master himself, Dino Kartzinakis. Dino, thank you for sharing your magnificent gift with us all, a gift God-given that you have graciously and generously shared throughout these many years. And now, with your virtual Together Again with Dino concert, there are no limits to the eyes and ears you will reach and the hearts and souls you will bless. We thank you. God bless you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the beautiful artistry of Dino Kartzinakis. Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensen Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensenbard.com. That's one word, jensenbard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensen Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.